everyone. Just a quick announcement before we get started. Do you feel like you could use personalized business English coaching sessions to help you take that next step in your career? We can help you with meetings, presentations, interviews, conferences, and more. We're running a special right now that lasts until March 29th, which we think is wonderful. We're offering 6 free months of Faster Fluency Conversation Club when you sign up for 12 one-on-one coaching sessions with one of our expert business English coaches. In addition to the 12 individual sessions and 6 months of FFCC, you get €100 off the total price and a chance to win a free session with me. We've put the link and email address to contact us if you have any questions in the show notes. Sign up today before the offer expires. And now on to this week's podcast. Welcome to the Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast by Business English with Christina. If you want to be confident speaking English, network with professionals around the world, and practice speaking to become fluent faster, join us. We have 9 conversation sessions every week. Plus, podcast listeners get a 50% discount on the first month of membership with the discount code FFCC50. The link to join is in the show notes. Now, let's go. Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast, the best things that you've done to up your game. Hey, everybody, Christina here for your Faster Fluency Conversation Club podcast. I hope that you are having a lovely month of March. And today I'm here with Matthew. And Matthew, how are you doing?
Well, I can't believe it's March already.
I know, right. And it's like we're recording this. It's the beginning of March, but it's coming out at the end of March. And I'm like, wow, the year has flown by so quickly. Well, the start of the year has flown by so quickly.
Tell me about it.
Yeah, no, right. It's crazy. But all right, we'll make the most of our time and jump right into the topic of today, which is the best thing or things that you've done to up your game. And maybe actually to start, maybe we can define what it means to up your game so that people know what we're talking about here. How would you define to up your game?
Well, game, I guess, comes from like the sports world, right?
Right.
So to be better at playing game. But yeah, so many business expressions come from sports, right? Like a lot of idioms come from sports.
Yeah.
So it's just like, to be better at your business.
Mm. Exactly. Yeah. And I'd say maybe when we say up your game, I would think it can be, we use it a lot for business, but I think it can be anything where you're just talking about like raising your level of performance or your, standards.
Yeah.
Okay.
Exactly.
Yeah, right. So we're talking about some of the best things that you've done to up your game or up one's game. And, I feel like a lot of times, like when you are either starting a business or starting a new job, it takes some time to to learn the ropes and really know what you're doing and how to do it. But I don't know if that's the best way to up your game, as we say. What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, I guess it depends what we're talking about, right? Like, for example, I would say for me, the best way I upped my game as like an English teacher, and this is going back 16, 17 years now.
Right.
And I had no experience teaching prior, but the way I think I upped my game was to learn another language.
Mm.
By learning how difficult it is to learn a different language, really allowed me to like empathize with other language learners. So for me, that was the best way that I upped my game for sure.
Right.
And then time, experience, those things come in. Yeah,
because a lot of times, you just kind of learn as you go, but there's things that you can do that will, like you said, take you up to another level. And, and it's not just, before we started recording, you talked about this idea of there's a difference between like saying I have 10 years of experience teaching, for example, versus like I have 10 years of many different experiences teaching. Right. Because if you're just kind of repeating the same thing for 10 years, you're not necessarily really increasing your level. You're just doing, maybe getting a little better at what you started, what you were doing when you started, but you're not really like raising your performance progressively over time. Yeah. And to try to get to, you know, maybe get to where you are today, it takes something more intentional, I would say, rather than just kind of learning it. Like learning as you go, of course, we all learn as we go. But if you really want to get to like a specific level or a specific goal, then often you have to like take specific actions that are going to help to maybe help you get there faster, in fact.
Yeah, you have to be proactive about it. Mm. But it's funny how things work, right? Like prior to teaching, I was a manager and I prided myself on being a good teacher.
Right.
As a manager. As funny as it is. So it's like, you know, going from business into teaching. And prior to that, I was a computer science major learning, you know, computer languages. Mm. So it's funny how things all tie together sometimes. And we learn as we go. And I don't know. I think it's really interesting that we can look back into our past and see how all of the things we've done have contributed to where we are today. So it's like, okay, well, maybe you feel like you're an intermediate level English speaker or something, but eventually you're going to get to where you want to go.
Right.
As long as you put in work and experience and time and effort into it, right?
Yeah. Yeah, no, exactly. I would say it's almost like a process of learning as you go, putting in the time and effort, but also, like you said, looking back and also maybe analyzing the things that you did so that you can find the points where you can improve. Even if it's like small points and very, you know, small progress, but small progress over time adds up to a big result. So yeah, I think.
Absolutely. And for everyone in FFCC, they know George and his methods. Mm. And he's just a great example of, you know, you put in the time and effort to get to where you are now.
Mm,
and
that's it.
It just shows how possible it is.
Yeah. The best thing to do to up your game is being consistent and being intentional about improving, yes. I would say. Right. Yeah. Okay. Awesome. No, sounds good. All right. Well, thanks a lot, Matthew. And we'll see you in a few minutes for the vocabulary breakdown.
Yes. Thank you.
Thank you for listening this week. If you want to do more than just listen and you want to practice speaking vocabulary and get the confidence in English that you need for your career, become a member of the Faster Fluency Conversation Club today. And if you want to try the club, we'll give you a guest invitation to a free first session so that you can see for yourself how awesome this club is. To arrange your guest invitation, email us at contact@christinarubafe.com and just ask. We'll take care of you.